The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
This is a story that we always hate to see, a driveway tragedy.
Yeah, terrible story coming out of Dawesville. A three-year-old boy has died after a horror accident in the driveway of the family home on Kambalda Street. We're told the child was playing in the back of a ute when he fell out of that ute, and he has died, the three-year-old. So WA police are preparing a report for the coroner. Just terrible for this family down in Dawesville.
Yeah, and we know that this is an issue that is ongoing, child safety in driveways. It comes up every now and then. Every time it does, it's shocking and families are torn apart. It's, your heart goes out to the family involved in this case.
Oh, awful situation. I mean, in this case, we're told this child was playing in the back of the ute and has fallen out. We often see driveway tragedies when people are reversing and can't see the kids. There's obviously different products that you can get for your cars these days, which automatically put the brakes on if it detects an object behind, which is perhaps something that's worthwhile for a lot of families with young children. But I even know, like, just backing out of my driveway, I can barely see the footpath behind me just because of, the way the street is. And I'm always just going at the snail's pace because we just see these stories time and time again.
Well, here's a statistic for you. So on average, 7 pedestrians aged between 0 and 14 are killed each year and 60 seriously injured by being hit by a four-wheeled motor vehicle moving around a home. Yeah. It's terrible, isn't it?
Terrible. Is that WA stats?
That's nationally.
Nationally, yeah.
Yeah, it's just, it's just something that is so easy to happen. Just takes a second of inattention or just a complete freak event.
And we're all just like in a rush these days, aren't we? You're like, get the car, seatbelt, kid, blah, 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 just off wherever I got to go.
Yeah, your heart just goes out to everybody involved in this situation.
Yeah. And I mean, anyone can, we don't know the exact circumstances, but, people have always played in the ute before, in the back of the ute. That's not unusual. So it seems like, tragic accident.
Mm. And Lara Ellis, we know, launched a driveway safety campaign following the death of her child. So these things happen. You just hope it doesn't happen to you.
Yeah, just feel for that family.
And we actually spoke to Lara on September 9 about her campaign. And if you want to listen to that, you can find it in the description in the link.